Thank you very much for tuning into this podcast. My name is Whitney Brayer, and I'm a trainer, a consultant, and an executive coach, and a keynote speaker in the area of mindset, personal development, and communication. And I'd like to use this podcast as a platform, as a channel to pass my experience and my knowledge and my insights I've gained over the last 25 years to you. I'm going to start in this first podcast with something that is very near and dear to my heart. In fact, it's something that sometimes breaks my heart when I see people in conflict with each other. I see teams colliding and I see people making false assumptions about other people and misjudging and mislabeling and misinterpreting their behavior. And it goes back almost 100 years to Dr. Carl Jung, who was now, I would say, the godfather of behavioral psychology and personality development. And Carl Jung at that time in the 1920s liked to observe people. He watched the way people communicate. He made notes, he observed. And one thing he asked himself was this: how do people prefer to sort their thoughts? How do they like to think? And what I'm getting at here is the following. We're talking about introverts and extroverts. And we're not talking about strengths or weaknesses or competencies here. We're talking about how do you prefer to take in information and how do you then naturally give information and communicate. And one of the things that Carl Jung, as well as Catherine Briggs and Isabel Myers from Pennsylvania at that time also looked at was how do people like to think and how do they prefer to kind of recharge their batteries when their batteries or internal batteries are running low. And this is the category of introversion and extroversion. Most people have heard that word and most people also have preconceived notions and thoughts about it. Carl Jung, Myers and Briggs, they all observed the following about introverts. Introverts have a preference of being inwardly focused. And when you ask introverts a question, they will go internal for the answer. About 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. About 3 seconds of quiet thinking time is what they need in order to sort their thoughts internally. Introverts, when you observe them, maybe in a meeting or in relationships, they're more thoughtful about the words that come out of their mouth. They're more reflective. They're more observant. And they're a lot more quiet, especially compared to extroverts. And extroverts, if you observe them, are very talkative, they're very involved, they are gregarious, they're social, they place more value on just taking action and then maybe thinking about it later, and they tend to be more outspoken and they'll give you their opinion even if you didn't ask for it. Now, no one is either an extrovert or an introvert. That's silly. And Carl Jung and Myers-Briggs have all argued that fact. And we all have a preference, like our left or our right hand. One of these two types of communication feels more naturally. It just feels easier. And the other type we still have, but it probably might get us a little bit out of our comfort zone or maybe a whole lot out of our comfort zone. So you're not either an introvert or an extrovert. You are both, but you have a preference. And this is what it's about. How do you prefer to communicate? Now, introverts, as I said before, when you ask them a question, on average, they need about 3 seconds before they open their mouth. And so let's take a typical scenario, maybe out of a team meeting, or this could be even a situation at home between a couple. An extrovert asks introvert a question and says, blah, 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 blah. And the introvert goes internal and thinks. But after about 1.2 seconds, the extrovert might think, he didn't acoustically hear my question, so let me just repeat it. And within 2 seconds, and while the introvert is still thinking, The extrovert says again, blah, 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 blah. Now the introvert is beginning to get a little bit irritated or a little bit confused and internally compares question A to question B. And then decides that's the same question. But all the time the introvert is thinking and comparing, he or she isn't saying anything. And now the extrovert is standing there wondering what's going on. And the extrovert thinks, okay, maybe the introvert did not understand my question. Let me repeat it in different words. Instead of blah, 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 now the extrovert says, yada, 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 yada. Now the introvert is standing there comparing three questions, the first two, blah, 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 plus the yada, yada, yada. And the whole time going internal, thinking and not saying anything. And all the time the extrovert is standing there thinking, what is going on? Is this guy stupid? Does he not understand? Is he deaf? Is he being arrogant and refusing to answer my question? And finally, at the end, what I've seen in teams, and I've seen this in couples before, the extrovert says, you know what, just forget it. I'll find someone else who can answer this question for myself. Or in some cases, turns around and answers the question for himself and says thank you and leaves. And the introvert is left standing there, probably pretty angry or frustrated. I can think of a few other words, but I'll just leave them. And it's all about how people prefer to communicate. When you ask introverts about the word respect in terms of communication, they will tell you often, they tell us often in trainings, well, respect means listening. Listening and not interrupting. Letting me finish and then asking questions which show me that you're listening. And if you ask an extrovert about respect, an extrovert will tell you something completely different. They will tell you, for example, well, I can show you, I can send you a signal that I'm listening to you and that I finish your sentence for you. And by doing that, I can show you that we're on the same wavelength. And another bad habit that extroverts have, besides finishing the sentence of other people, is, for example, if someone pauses in the middle of a sentence because maybe they're looking for a word, and that's often the introverts. Extroverts, meaning well, will jump in and give them the sentence or the word they think they're wanting to say, which at the same time then irritates the introverts. Both have a very positive intention. The positive intention in extroverts' behavior in finishing sentences or dropping words in is to show you actively that they're on the same wavelength. And that's a great thing, they think, and that's what they place value on. Introverts will give you total respect and show you they're listening by not saying anything. Because in their model of the world, it's rude to interrupt. It's rude to finish someone's sentence. And it's rude to put a word in for someone and not let them complete their own thoughts. When you ask extroverts a question, they will just start talking immediately, which is kind of irritating for introverts. And introverts think, is that the answer to the question? And extroverts say, no, 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 let me think. I'm just thinking. And they begin to think out loud. Extroverts think out loud all the time, whether it's in the bathroom in the morning and they're getting ready for work or for school in the car, they're walking around the house, they have conversations with themselves all the time. Because extroverts need auditory input. They need their own voice to be able to sort their thoughts in their head. Introverts have an internal voice. And they sort their thoughts internally before they go external. So when I'm talking about people misunderstanding each other and mislabeling, quite often I've seen this in coaching and in team workshops, people have automatically labeled other people very falsely. Introverts are labeled sometimes by extroverts as being arrogant, all-knowing, shy, stupid. disinterested. I have a very long list, but I'll stop there. It's because extroverts misinterpret the signals the introverts are sending. Introverts are sending signals of being quiet and listening, and extroverts misread these signals. Introverts tell me that they often judge or label extroverts as being arrogant. It's funny, they both label each other as being arrogant, as being dominant, stealing the show, being stupid, being disrespectful of them, etc. Because they view this very loud, talkative behavior as being disrespectful. And it's just the opposite, at least from the extrovert's point of view. Extroverts show they're paying attention because their conversations are often like ping pong matches or table tennis or tennis matches. They finish each other's sentence, they go back and forth, they go very quickly, they think out loud, they brainstorm, they jump from topic to topic. And this is often very tiring and very frustrating for introverts, who, by the way, especially in meetings or in conversations, prefer to be asked what they think. And then they'll tell you what they think. Extroverts often don't stop to ask others what they think because they assume if the other guy has an opinion, they'll just speak up and say what's on their mind. So often when I observe, for example, team meetings where there's an internal conflict, something going on, I see often very lopsided or imbalanced meetings. I see extroverts having a great time and being loud and standing up or moving around or finishing other sentences, thinking it's great, and introverts wondering, when will they stop talking and ask me what I think? So all I'd like for you to do is just reflect on which of these two worlds is your highest preference. Can you do both? Of course you can. But this is not a question of competency. It's a question of personal preference. Which of these two worlds do you feel the most home in? And can you now, after you've listened to this podcast, begin to maybe read signals differently and not judge people falsely or label them or misinterpret behavior? That's the message I'd like to send out today. Because there's a very nice quote I heard from Chip Gaines in one of his books. And he said, Chip said, hurt people hurt people. That's a nice play if we have non-native speakers tuning in today. Hurt people hurt people. It's a play with grammar in the English language. Hurt people, people have been hurt in the past, will hurt people in the future or are hurting them now. And these hurts are often here taking place. People feeling not appreciated or misunderstood or being treated rudely or disrespectfully. And instead of giving feedback or addressing these issues, they often choose to say nothing for the sake of harmony, not wanting to rock the boat, feeling it might not make a difference anyway, etc. So giving feedback is a topic for another podcast down the road. The last thing I'd like to leave you with now is just to leave you with a heightened awareness of your preferences and encourage you the next time you go into a team meeting or at home and you're talking to your partner or to your friends, just be more observant. Get your antennas out, get your radar scanning, and listen to people. And try to figure out the people who are close to you in the job or in your private life. What are their preferences and what are their needs? Introverts talk a little bit more slowly because their words are thought out. They're careful in what they say. And they think things through before they take action. And extroverts will just start talking away, babbling away as you ask them a question and have the very bad habit of finishing other people's sentences. But remember, it's a positive intention. So go out there now with your heightened awareness of your own needs and your preferences and heightened awareness of those around you. Knowing too that these preferences are genetically pre-programmed. This is not something we can train our kids to do differently. We're born with these preferences and we carry them with us through all of our life. So it's not about trying to change your preferences, because you are who you are, and that's great the way you are, and stay like that. And at the same time, if you want to reduce conflict and reduce stress in communication with people around you, just be aware of their needs. Maybe rethink the labeling that you've been doing of other people. And maybe start seeing them now through a different perspective. And I hope you have a great day and take this knowledge and use it. And I'm curious to see what's going to happen.